Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
KT McFarland is a Fox News national security analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland. And KT, it looks like the Democrats have nominated a woman who was extremely careless with top secret information.
You know, but here's the thing. This is not, to my mind, there was always a more important investigation into the Clinton operation. And it wasn't this one. This one was significant enough, absolutely. But it was about emails. And I think for the average American who doesn't follow a lot of this stuff, you know, what does that mean? The email, she leaked the email, she was sloppy. Well, you know, that's not as important to them as the second investigation, and that one is still ongoing. That's a criminal investigation into the connection between the Clinton Foundation and Secretary Clinton's time as Secretary of State. In other words, did countries or companies donate to the Clinton Foundation in hopes of getting favorable decisions out of the State Department? And the Clinton Foundation, unlike other foundations and philanthropic groups, the Clinton Foundation takes well over two-thirds of every dollar given to pay for its overhead, not to go to the people it was intended to for the deeds, the philanthropic good deeds it does. The biggest philanthropic good deed it did was to the Clintons.
Yeah, and Director Comey didn't mention that investigation yesterday did he, Lisa Booth?
And here's why I think that this is the potential one that it's more serious, but it doesn't come out for another year. So because of that, the stakes for the election just got way, way, way higher. If Trump wins, you can assume an Attorney General Chris Christie or a Rudy Giuliani would pursue that to the ends of the earth. If Hillary wins, it disappears.
Donald Trump said that the system is rigged. Is it?
Yeah. You know, I think that, I'm not naive. And most of the people in Washington aren't naive. They know stuff like this goes on. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. I'll look the other way. But this was so blatantly in your face. You know, on day one, the attorney general meets with the former president, husband of Hillary Clinton, and he himself, because of the Clinton Foundation's second investigation, is also under investigation. So they have a private meeting. Nobody knows what they talk about. They say they talk about their grandchildren. But as Trump pointed out, it's a lot of time to talk about your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Another topic came up. So then on day two, it's leaked that Secretary Clinton, if she is elected president, would keep the attorney general in her position.
I'm concerned.
And then three, you have Comey come out and say, well, here are all the crimes that were committed, but we're not going to indict.
I'm concerned about the precedent that this sets. What kind of precedent does this set in for, you know, other top officials and future secretaries of state in dealing with national security matters?
Nothing secret anymore. I talked to several former military who were for military intelligence and people who were responsible for prosecuting cases like this in the past. They said going forward, the Clinton rule will be that it's almost impossible to convict anybody, indict anybody on mishandling of classified information, intentional or otherwise.
So
we have just put a shot through any security, you know, precautions people have to take to maintain and keep security information secure. And I think the second part of it will be if Clinton is elected, she's going to bring all the people into office who were involved in this, who helped her set it up, who helped her cover it up. Mm. And they're going to get their security clearances because she's going to overrule any investigation recommending otherwise. So what that means then is anybody gets a security clearance. It really just makes a mockery of our whole notion of classified information and holding things secure.
And meanwhile, KT McFarland, this entire thing that really truly does send the signal to our enemies and to our allies, frankly, more importantly, to our allies, the people who are trying to have come help us and work with us on the war on terrorism, it sends the signal to them that we'll be careless with whatever information they give us, that we'll be careless with whatever assets we might be able to convert to our side. And we are living in an increasingly dangerous world. Why don't you talk about a little bit about the terror attacks we've seen here at the closing month of the holy month of Ramadan, as they say, and how that sort of serves as a backdrop to this very real national security risk.
Well, the world we're now entering, intelligence is king. If you don't know in advance about something happening, you can't protect yourself. And what this will do is send a chilling effect to the intelligence communities of other countries, like the Snowden affair did. And it's, you know, we don't know about some guys sitting in some cave somewhere plotting to put on suicide vests and show up somewhere in Europe. But intelligence operatives from within do, from other countries do. And if they decide, well, we're not sure we should really give this stuff to the Americans, because look at Snowden, look at Hillary Clinton, look at what she revealed. Maybe it's better to just keep it ourselves. But the bigger picture, too, to me, is as an American who loved Ronald Reagan, he was the great president of my lifetime, that notion of the shining city on the hill that all would emulate and try to be like us, it just looks so dirty because it's so in your face. I mean, they're no longer even trying to cover up the corruption. And that's the most, I think, the longest acting, affecting implication that's going to come out of this, is it's a further degradation and distrust of our public institutions and our national leaders. And Donald Trump was right. The fix is in. This is rigged. They play their own game. It's an inside the beltway. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Who cares about the little people?
KT McFarland, thanks for joining us as always. It's always great to have you. And, you know, on that note, that really, just so people who may not be conservatives, Republicans, or wherever you are politically, when you see people saying what a sad day it was yesterday, it's not sad because we wanted Hillary Clinton to get punished. It's sad because we believe that we're a nation of laws. And it's sad to see anybody skirt the law and be able to walk from charges that so obviously they deserve to have levied against them because they are powerful and because they're part of the political elite. That's what's sad.